knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
Thank you. You're so kind.
I know.
They're too kind today, Elise.
It's nice that they come in the summer now.
You know what?
We've been
That's exactly right. If we can take people away from the beach, we can do it all.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it all. And hello, all. Welcome to the Bridal Body Shop. Wonderful Wednesday here, 1 o'clock. We got a great show for you. Happy summer, everybody. It seems to be going really quick, right?
Yeah, very quick.
It's amazing.
Well, I always say after July 4th.
It's true. But,
it.
You know what, there's no rhyme or reason for that. But it's true. It just picks up speed after July 4th.
Well, it's very short anyway. It's really only 2 months if you think about it.
You know something? I remember as a kid, again, your scope of things is very different. I remember August being a long month.
You filled up all July, and August was a little, you know,
and also I
a little boring.
When you're kids, you're wanting to grow up and do all the things that you think you're missing out on,
yeah.
Except the only thing you're missing out on are mortgages and bills and stuff like that. You're really not missing out on much, and that's why it just creeps along. But welcome back, and thank you for all our loyal listeners. It's been over 2 years, 3 years. My lovely co-host,
3 years.
Three years.
Didn't we have an anniversary in April?
I think we did. Yeah, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
I forgot the number it was. But thank you for always being there. And, yeah, that's for you, people. That's for you. And audience base always grows, and that means a lot to us. And for those of you who are just joining us, welcome aboard. We hope that you find this show enlightening, fun. We try to make a very serious topic fun. What are you laughing at, Siegelman?
A very serious topic? Which is the serious topics that we
fitness.
Have?
Fitness. Fitness is the
fitness, problem. People take it too seriously.
You know what? Nay, I don't think they take it serious enough. And that's why
we're here, my friend.
That's
what
keeps
us. They take it to the point where, oh, it hurts, I don't want to do it anymore.
Okay, yes, but I think that it's a serious topic that we try to make, you know, give you the facts, give you the information, and make a couple jokes along the way. It goes a long distance, I think. And you know, but the bottom line is, for those who aren't familiar, you're familiar with the show, you're not familiar with the business. The business, the Bridal Body Shop, is something Elite and I developed years ago. We got brides and grooms in shape for the wedding, but it's not exclusive to brides and grooms. We get everybody into shape. Anybody who has a body they
have
want
body,
to
we
change.
Shape.
That's what we do. I like that. Write it down. Even though I usually write it down if it's me, I usually disregard.
Go on.
But that's what we do. We're not exclusive to just brides and grooms. Anybody could get into shape with us. But we have found, and this was the velocity behind our business was, most people look at fitness and health. It's dictated by a calendar marking. People want to get in shape for the wedding, for the prom, for the birthday, for the milestone,
yeah.
Whatever it is. That's when people start looking around, looking in their closets and worrying about how it's going to fit, if it's going to fit. That's already too late. Take care of your body now, and you don't have to go through these things. And that's why our mantra in the Bridal Body Shop is it's a dress for a day, but it's your body for a lifetime. Come on, people. I mean, everybody wants to look good for those wedding pictures, but it goes beyond that. It goes beyond something that sits on your mantle and you show people when they come over or people, you know, remember fondly. This body has to take you through the rest of your life,
mm-hmm.
through the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, who, you know, the illnesses.
That's the only body you're given.
This is it. It's one per customer. It's one per customer. And make it count. So our thinking is do it now. Just do it now. And don't look at it as it's some kind of chore. Look at it as the way you would when you buy a brand-new car. And you wouldn't think about putting, you know, cheap oil in it. You wouldn't think about just
well,
not cheap.
You've got to maintain it. You
that's
have to maintain it. A car just as you maintain your – the body is more important,
but
really.
When we look at – we worry about our bodies when there's a health scare or something like that. And that's when we say, okay, I'm going to treat it better. Treat it better now before you have all those problems. Long-winded way of saying brides and grooms, but I did it well. Brides and grooms – do it together. Do it as a union, as you are going to be approaching everything at this point. Do it together. Make health something that you reinvest in with each other,
mm-hmm.
and it'll take you a long way. So that's all I'm saying. Except I'm going to look
that's
at my
it?
That's it. Well, so far.
Oh boy.
I'm going to look at my lovely
co-host.
We're
in for a treat, everybody.
And but that cricket sound, if they left it to you. how was your summer, Lee?
Oh, it's not bad. I went to Florida. Mm-hmm. I visited with family.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Disney. Haven't been there in a long, long time.
When was the last time
my
there?
Daughter was
yeah.
like three
wow.
years old.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that? 16 years ago?
16 years ago.
Yeah, 16 years ago.
Yeah.
Hasn't changed a bit.
Yeah.
But it was very nice to, you know.
Reconnect?
Well, yeah, reconnect with the family.
Yeah,
and not reconnect
nice.
With Disney, but, you know.
Well, no. You know, my policy.
It was nice. Oh, yeah, well.
Mm-hmm.
We won't go there.
No, well.
But it was very, very nice. And you?
You know what? It's over. It's coming
what
to
mean
an end.
It's over.
Well, no,
Stop saying
no, no,
that.
No.
It's always
summer,
over at my birthday.
Summer is coming to an end. But you know what? I love fall. I think that fall and spring are like the two most fabulous.
I actually love
seasons.
September.
Yeah.
September is like my favorite month.
Yeah. It's funny. You go into any store and you see Thanksgiving things.
Oh,
see.
My God. It's Halloween.
So, yeah. Well, Halloween first. That's what I'm saying. Halloween first.
Yeah.
That's what.
Well,
that's
back
what
to school. Back to school now.
Yeah. This is the time of year. I don't know about you. I used to get a knot in my stomach.
Oh,
this
I loved it
year.
Because you got all new clothes.
Yeah, but did you
want
to go back
books.
To school? I don't want to go back to school.
That was not what I was looking
no.
for. I was looking forward to the all new stuff that I got for back to school.
See?
That's what I loved, because we used to have a whole day just to go shopping for it.
That may be tolerated.
New sneakers, new shoes, new tops, new pants. It was a lot of fun.
That made me tolerate it.
And then by the second day, I hated it.
You know what we're looking forward to?
You tell the people. You
okay.
tell the people.
The Bridal Body Shop loves to party. We love a good party. And let me tell you something. We are so looking forward to having our next guest on. But more importantly, we're actually going to be going to the show this Saturday night, and our next guest is the creator of it, Ken Davenport, who actually won the Tony for Kinky Boots, and so I give that a little bit of plug. But he is the creator of that Bachelorette show, and it's just the coolest thing off Broadway. You know what? People don't give off Broadway as much kudos as it should. It's just a fun night out. And
but
this,
it's a little confusing because the Bachelorette show.
Yeah, but this is that's
I
think
a show on TV. You
right.
know that, right?
It's the Bachelorette show, but this is that Bachelorette show.
There,
I think
it's not the Bachelorette show. It's the Bachelorette. That's
right,
what it's called.
Right.
Or
but
the
see,
Bachelor.
Right. But see, this is what
a show
I think
at
it's,
the end of it.
Yeah, this is what I think is very clever.
But you know, I'm going to ask him if it was like you know. Like a takeoff of that.
Well, you know what? It's,
I wonder if it was.
What's funny about this is, and you and I are in the wedding industry.
Mm-hmm.
I always say on the periphery in a way, but we are, and we start learning things as we go along. And there is such an amazing flurry of activity, and I don't know if it always was this way or we're just noticing it more. Elite and I, years ago, we were developing, we had reality show treatment that we were shopping around, and it was amazing, the wedding channel, the amount of shows that are assembled for the wedding theme.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what it say yes to the dress. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I remember one I think it was a Friday, we were like actually doing some research. So we had the wedding channel on like the whole day just
right.
to get
say
an
yes
idea.
To the dress.
Right.
That was a big one.
Right, right. Just to get a flavor of, okay, what the angle of these shows are, how easy the startup is, what the framework of all this is. And it was amazing how one
yeah.
after the other, we could have literally sat there for 12 hours
mm-hmm. yeah.
and not seen
it was
the same
just on, it
show.
It was Friday night. Friday was dedicated to the wedding, to the brides and the grooms,
right.
if you remember.
Right.
The TLC had a full run of all different wedding shows that day.
Exactly. And like I said, there was not one repeated. I mean, again, the theme was all pretty much the same.
Right.
But I remember we were amazed. My God, how many? And what
well,
my question
is, just
goes
to show you
was
how
it
big
always?
The wedding industry is.
I know,
it's
but
huge.
That, but, you know, again, was it always this huge, or was it just our
well,
involvement
right.
that made us notice? So that's,
I think that's
yeah,
I think it's a little of both.
Well, you know what? Let me tell a little bit about the show. What I love about where we're going on Saturday, and we're actually giving them enough notice that if they want to move, they can, because once we get there, all hell is going to break loose. But we love...
We'll be the next Bachelorette.
We're a little late in the game for that, my friend. But
we could start again.
You know what I love about this? I love interactive theater.
Oh, yeah.
And years ago, I think, and I could be misspeaking on this, Tony and Tina's Wedding was the first big one that was out there.
Yeah,
and I remember,
I think it
was like the late 80s, maybe early, I forgot. But that was, and it had a very nice long run. And it was just this, and people loved it because you were part
mm-hmm.
of the show.
Right.
And some people might not like that. Some people would rather be a passive participant and watch it.
Or just an audience member.
Yeah, but it was just so cool. And then after that, I think I was telling you before, there was... Grandma Sylvia's Funeral or something like that, and that again brought
right.
the audience into it, and I think that works. Interactive theater I think is just the
it's
best
a lot of fun
thing.
It's
I,
a lot of fun
if you're interested in it, but it just this seems like a hoot,
right.
And we're going to be dancing the whole night, my friend.
I can't
so
wait for that.
You wear
it's been
your
a while,
comfortable
right?
shoes. You wear your comfortable shoes because you know I'm out there.
Oh,
you know I'm out there, so get ready. But I think
our guest
our
is
guest
here
is
if
you
would like to
welcome. Bring him in, Ali.
Bring him in. Ken, are you there?
I am. Hi, guys.
Hey,
Ken.
Hi, how are you? Welcome.
I'm great. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, my goodness.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much. And you know what, Ken, we were giving a list of your credits. You also did that awesome 80s prom.
I did, yes. The Awesome 80s Prom was my first show that I created and produced. Ran for 10 years off-Broadway because, as
wow,
you just said, people love interactive theater for sure.
I love it. I mean, I love it myself. And let me ask you this because I have another question that I'm going to ask after you tell everybody about this show, because I think it's very clever the way it's set up, because it's kind of has a twofold thing to this. What gave you the inspiration for this?
Well, what's funny is the success of the Awesome 80s Prom proved to me, again, what you just said, that people love this style of entertainment, where they could go, where they could dress up if they wanted to, where they could interact with actors, they could dance, they could drink while the show was going on, and they could have part party, part nightclub, part theatrical experience. And it was such a hit, the prom, not only here in New York, but all over the country. We did it in Las Vegas, we did it in Boston, that I kept saying to myself, gosh, I got to come up with another one of these. Eventually the 80s are going to be out of style again. I got to come up with something else so I can pack my parachute pants away for the second time. And I couldn't come up with one for the longest time. And then I was listening to the radio actually one morning, and I was listening to PLJ here in the New York area, and was listening to the morning DJs, these two ladies, go at it over the last episode of The Bachelorette.
Right.
I think she should have this and that. Oh, God, did you see how hunky this guy was? And blah, blah, blah. They would not stop talking about it. And it just dawned on me. I mean, one, the core demographic that sees the show, that saw the prom, are bachelorette parties. We do a tremendous number of them. So I thought, my gosh, what would be better for a bachelorette party to see than a show that spoofs The Bachelorette itself,
mm-hmm.
and where we could, you know, I've become an expert on the show, I'm sad to say right now, but that we could spoof all these guys, and we could have the Air Force pilot and the heart surgeon and the Wall Street guy, and all those guys could come out, try to compete for the love and attention of this one bachelorette. And over the course of the night, I could have those guys, the audience, vote for which one they would want to go on to round two, round three, round four, and then eventually we would crown a winner at the end. So it was all inspired by those two DJs talking about their obsession with The Bachelorette, and I thought, if they like it, a lot of women are going to love this idea.
Believe me, they do. That's actually my guilty pleasure, those shows, Bachelorette mm-hmm. and The Bachelor. Is it premised against that? I mean, like with The Bachelorette, they go on these different dates. Does the show uphold the same?
Sorry, say that one more time. It just broke
with
up.
With the Bachelorette show, your show, does
mm-hmm.
it do the same as like the Bachelorette on TV? Do they go on different separate dates or, you know, group mm-hmm. dates?
It's a great question. So what we do is that at the beginning of the night, we introduce them to the audience in the same way that they do it on the show itself. So actually, if you are in line and waiting outside,
right,
you will see the guys pull up in a limo, just like they do
right,
on the show.
Just like the show. That is so cool.
Yeah. And they get out and they enter. And then we have a meeting with the Bachelorette in front of everybody, and they come up and they say a few words to her just like they do on the show. And then what happens is we have a series of group dates, basically, where the host for the evening, our version of Chris Harrison, will say, hey, okay, group date number one, here we go. And we turn it over to these fantastic DJs we have called Andrew. And they will spin tunes for a bit of time, and the 10 guys will go into the audience. And the audience will get to interact with them, dance with them, ask them questions. The guys will compete with one another. I've seen the guys go down to have push-up competitions. I've seen them have dance competitions, all sorts of stuff. And every date, of course, is different because every audience is different.
Right.
And then what happens is they're all, of course, lobbying for votes because, remember, it's in the audience's hands, literally. Mm-hmm. We use an app to do all the voting. So when the guys go into the crowd, they are literally going up to all the audience members saying, did you vote yet? Vote for me, vote for me. And they whip out their phone, and through this app that we use, they vote right there. And we tally the votes,
that's
and then we
so
bring
cool.
the guys back on stage, and we eliminate them, American Idol style. We'll drop a couple at a time. It's very dramatic, actually.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And then, yeah,
so
and then
the
we do it a few times.
So the group date basically is with the audience. The audience.
Correct.
The group
exactly.
Date,
because
okay.
our bachelorette, whose name in the show is Adriana Orlando, who's from Long Island, she's a part-time dental hygienist and a part-time Zumba instructor.
Of course.
She has decided to put her faith in the hands of the audience because she hasn't had the best taste in picking out guys for herself. So she said, you know what? I'm going to let the audience decide who I should marry.
That is so cool. I love it. You know what?
It's
you know
a
what?
Lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
I'm going to ask Ken because, like I was saying to Lee before, she and I are kind of on the periphery of things, so we don't know if things have always been around or just like we've never noticed them. When did bachelorette parties? I mean, just like with sweet 16s, when I was growing up, I don't remember sweet 16 being that big a deal. You had friends
it's like
over.
A wedding.
And that's it. Right, exactly. When did you find that bachelorette parties were becoming a big deal? There's a big venue for that.
Yeah, it's a great, great question. Because we noticed, look, you brought up Tony and Tina's wedding before.
Yeah.
And Tony and Tina started to see a little something like this. This was in, like, the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a show called the Donkey Show. Where people started to come out to, and that was in late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
And then, it blew up, and I was amazed. You're like, we can do 10 parties a night on the prom during one of the – like, we had 18 bachelorette parties in one night.
Wow.
And, boy, they get crazy and wild.
Oh,
I just got married a year ago, and let me tell you something. It was a lot tamer than any of the bachelorette parties I've seen, for sure. So – yeah, it's become a big thing. It's become, I think, even bigger than the bachelor party market for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And these girls get together and they do a lot of different stuff. We arrange a lot of dinners beforehand. So because they come in, they have dinner, so we'll set it up for them. We consider ourselves bachelorette party planning, a bachelorette party planning service, if you will, because it's not an easy thing. And I know you guys talk to a lot of people getting married, and there's so many complications with it, and planning this party is really one of them. So we try to make it very easy for everybody.
It's not even planning the party. It's getting everybody the same day to go out. And
that's
agreeing
exactly right.
to the same thing. That's the problem.
Yeah.
See,
yeah,
that's
exactly right.
That's what I love about this is because as I was finding out more and more about the show, I mean, the show is really what attracted me, but it's like it's a gum, it's a candy. This is also event planning.
Mm-hmm.
This is, people might not realize that you actually plan the bachelorette party for people.
Oh, yeah, it's a big thing. And whether it's the maid of honor or whether it's another friend, they always call us like, hi, I'm planning a bachelorette party. And no one's ever really happy about it. So we try to make it really easy. One of the biggest challenges we've heard is, oh my gosh, how do I reserve this party? Because I don't want to put this all on my credit card. I don't even know half the people in this group.
Right, I don't even know these people,
so how can I trust? And my credit card can't take that kind of payment. So we've actually developed an easy system that allows people to reserve without making a purchase, and then everyone can purchase the ticket on their own.
Oh, that's perfect.
I think it's just so... I've never heard, I mean, when you and I got married, me 27 years ago, you about 25 years ago, mm-hmm. going on 25, and it wasn't, there were no bachelorette parties then.
Well, actually, I did have
one.
Did you? We actually rented a whole van, all of my friends, and we went out to this club in Jersey, a couple of clubs in Jersey.
Yeah.
But, you know, we just bar hopped, that's what we did.
Yeah.
But we had a van so we could drink and not worry about driving. But it wasn't easy, you know, doing that because you had so many people involved. Like, this is just so perfect.
I think everybody
just sits down in one venue and just enjoy.
Well, that's right.
And there's something in it for everyone here. For the
people
that just want to sit in at the table and watch, they can do that. For the partiers, for the dancers.
Exactly.
Everybody knows
about these shows because it's been on TV for so long.
Exactly. And we've had, you know, the flower girls can come, the mom of the bride can come.
Wonderful, yeah.
And then if the girls want to get a little racier after, they can go somewhere crazier later, late night. But we're at 8 o'clock, so we're done by 9:30, 9:45. It's a great, great thing that everyone can really enjoy.
And you know what I like about this is, because I always thought that our version of the bachelor party was like, you know, the bridal shower. It was always tame. It was always very, very, you know, very, very contained. And there was, not that I'm saying there wasn't any fun involved, but I think women didn't realize you could go out and have a good time, as opposed to a male counterpoint. The bachelor party always ended up with taking penicillin for the next 3 days. I mean, that's the way it was. And there was always the okay to do that. So this is nice because it lets you have fun. You could get a little wild. You don't have to just, you know, sit and have some tea and, you know.
And women could get wild. That's the whole thing.
I know, but the thing is, it doesn't always happen. And there's not always a platform. Not that I'm saying this is a platform.
Yeah.
But it gives you the right to say, you know what, I'm gonna go out with my girls and have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're 100% right. I think the birth of the modern bachelorette party was early 90s when women started to be like, screw this. Why do guys get to have all the fun? Like, we can go out and get wild too, and we can flirt with a bunch of dudes, and we can do all that stuff. And what's great about that bachelorette show, and which is the same thing that was great about the prom, is you can do that at the show. We serve up these 10 gorgeous guys. You can flirt with them, dance with them, do all that stuff. At the same time, it's not dirty crotches getting rubbed in your face strip show, which no one really, really wants. So it's a great mix between, you can get a little randy, you can get a little rowdy, but it's still great, clean, fun.
And now let me ask you about the awesome 80s prom. That was also event planning, right?
Yes, same thing.
Wow,
same
very
thing.
Cool. So basically that would be party play, like Sweet 16s, proms, that sort of thing.
Yep, we did a lot of that stuff.
Same
group that went to the Awesome 80s Prom is coming to that bachelorette show. We've done some Sweet 16
cool.
parties. We've done a ton of bachelorette parties, birthday parties, one divorce party we've already done. We've done a few gay bachelor parties as well, which are fantastic.
Could imagine. You know what? And why not?
Why not?
Think about that.
Yeah.
You know, the wedding industry is getting a whole other stream of couples. I think that's great. So, okay, now, how take me step by step. I want to throw a bachelorette party. How, I mean, would there be somebody to sit down with me and take me through all of this?
Yeah, what we do is, you know, people call in all the time and say, hey, I'm looking to throw a bachelorette party at the show. What do I do? I don't know where to start. So we talk them through it. We tell people when they should order their tickets by, how they can reserve tickets again without going on the hook for everyone else. We give them invites that they can send to everybody. we offer, hey, think about a limo. Like you said, you had a van for yours so people could
right.
drink. That's like one of the big things we say is like, how are you getting there? And one of the biggest
yeah.
tips I tell people, one, of course, don't drive. Two,
yeah.
don't take public transportation either. There is this only the second scariest thing to driving after a party like this is taking a train at 2 o'clock in the morning when you and your party and your friends have been drinking as well. Like that is, it's not a place you want to be tipsy. So we encourage people, get a limo, get a van so we can arrange that for them. We talk about dinners beforehand, all sorts of things.
So the dinners are in the theater or are they somewhere else?
We have a number of restaurants that we partner with, one right in the facility right there, and then one, a couple bigger restaurants in the Times Square area.
Oh, very nice.
It's like one-stop shopping.
Yeah.
You know, and that, like I said, you know, if I have to plan something, I really don't want, I want it all done. I want everything to be in a line so I could just grab everything I need and go. And this sounds like that's pretty much
perfect.
It.
Perfect. It's brilliant.
I love it.
Totally brilliant.
Thanks.
I love it.
You're very welcome.
Now, are you going to be there? Are we going to see you on? Because Lee and I are going to be there. Are you going to?
I am trying to come on Saturday night for sure.
We'll be the grandmas there, okay? Bachelorette.
I'm sure you won't be. And people, you'll see people of all different types and ages on that dance floor party in a way. You'll have a great time.
And how is it doing? I mean, you opened up, I think, in April, right? April?
March, yeah, March, April. It's doing great. It's doing great. Listen, I encourage people to go onto Yelp and check out the reviews. People are loving it. You know, the best. Yeah, I mean, people have been saying they loved it even more than the Awesome 80s Prom. I have this fantastic cast, this incredible group of actors and improvisers. They're so much fun to play with every Saturday night. So it's really a great group, and we've gotten some tremendous reviews. So it's good. It's good. Looks like we're hoping to be around even longer than the prom.
I'm sure.
And, you know, it's funny. I'm a native New Yorker, as is Elite. But there's nothing better, and I hate to sound like a New York snob, there's nothing better than coming and a night out on the town in Manhattan. There's nothing better than that.
Yeah, and just getting involved with the whole party. That's even better.
Yeah.
I just think it's great. I mean, there's so much going on that every time you turn on the TV that could bring you down to go out and laugh and have a good time
and dance
for about 90
and have a drink.
Minutes. There's nothing healthier than that.
No.
Yeah, and, you know, some of the best compliments I've ever gotten on the show are because it is so unique and different, and it's one of the things I encourage people to do in planning a bachelorette party is you're trying to give your bride a night to remember.
Yeah.
They remember things that are different, unique, and that not everyone is doing. And the best compliment we ever get is when these brides come and these girls come going, oh, my gosh, I had no idea what to expect. I've never been here to anything like this before, and it was incredible and amazing. And those are some of my favorite reviews, and we hear them all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's about, you know, feelings, and that's really it. You give somebody an experience like that for a life, they'll remember for a lifetime.
Yeah.
That's something you can't duplicate. It's priceless. Now, let me ask you, what's your next project? Anything on your desk?
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, I produce Broadway shows and off-Broadway shows and all different types, and I'm producing a revival of the musical Spring Awakening on Broadway this fall.
Oh, that's my daughter's favorite play. My daughter's in theater. And that's
she'll love it.
Number one play.
Wow.
She just wrote a whole blog on that, remember?
She did.
Yeah, this is a very unique production. I'm moving it from Los Angeles, where it was produced by a company called Deaf West, and their company... the group of actors on the stage for this production, about half of them are deaf or hard of hearing.
Oh, wow.
So the story is told not only through song and through spoken language, but also through sign language and through captioned. It's a stunning and beautiful production. Mm-hmm. You've never seen anything like
it. That's exactly what my daughter said. It's a stunning, stunning show.
Life-changing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come. You'll love it.
Oh, definitely.
Now, this is the part of our show that we tell the guest, go plug yourself. If there is anything, Ken, that we missed, that we didn't mention, any website you want to give out, now's your platform.
Well, if you're interested in that Bachelorette show, then do just go on to the website. It's that thatbacheloretteshow.com, thatbacheloretteshow.com, or you can give us a call at 1-855-NYC-BACH, B-A-C-H, and we're happy to help you and talk you through any questions you have about planning a party. Frankly, whether it's with us or whether it's someone else, we know it's a tricky process for people, so we're glad to help you navigate it. So thatbacheloretteshow.com, and if you come, I guarantee you'll have a great time.
I know we will. Ken Davenport, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday night, buddy.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
Absolutely.
Save me a slow tune.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Ken Davenport, thank you so much for being on the show. Oh, boy, that's going to be a hoot.
Thank you. I can't wait. I'm telling you. Now I'm really excited. Yeah.
That's, you know, it's like I said, I know why there'd be some people that might not want to, you know, they just like sitting on the, they'd rather just sit and have and be entertained. But I think there's something to being right there thick of it. It's just.
And like he said, there's nothing better than laughing, having fun with your friends,
nothing,
having a couple of, just, you know, just relax. Ooh, just relax.
Just hit me as you adjust yourself. That's all. But, you know, it's just, it's a night on the town. And, you know, there's. Off-Broadway doesn't get, as people, like the tourists that come in, they just want that big Broadway production. Off-Broadway, I mean,
I've seen so many good ones, yeah.
I enjoy Off-Broadway more. Mm-hmm. I mean, there have been times I've gone to plays, I'm not going to mention, and so you walk away, eh.
This is a party, though.
This is like going to a party.
This
is exact, and I love the fact that it also, it's event planning. And this is, like I said,
it makes planning
easier. I don't remember. I mean, the way our society—it's funny though. Where we in the throes of a recession, just what? How many years ago? 8 years ago, and yet people have money for certain things. People have money for these elaborate sweet 16s. I mean, like I said, when you and I were growing up, you know, your parents would say, "Have a couple of friends over," but now. A friend of mine spent $40,000 on her daughter's sweet 16.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
I mean, it's great.
And I didn't have a big one, and mine cost my daughter's cost $16,000.
Yeah.
So I totally get it.
I mean, look, don't get me wrong. God bless it if you have it and you want to give it. But I always think in terms of okay. It's wonderful, but what are they going to expect? You know, the wedding is going to be the next big hit. And if you go, but you have three daughters. Come on. It's just incredible. But you know what? This sounds like it's going to be a great night on the town. And we'll make sure we go over and see him. And I was going to make a fresh joke that I hope that you don't feel too old to be there, Elite. Being I'm older than you. Oh, come on. We're not old. We're in the early 50s. What can you say? But it's nice that everybody can go and it's nice that the ladies have a voice. You know.
Listen, today,
that same bridal shower
Shower. That's totally different than a bachelorette party.
But that's what women were limited to, and you know exactly what
I'm
saying.
I hate those bridal showers. I think everybody hates those bridal showers.
You know
showers.
Something. Some people
even
don't.
The bride.
Well, no, you know. I'm not going to go into my whole political feminist.
I hope not.
I'm not. No, but what I'm going to say is, are we taught to like it or do we really? Because I mean, the thing is,
and
if
that's
you're
not
only,
even taught to if, like
no, no, no,
it.
No.
It's boring.
But if you just know one thing, if you just have one reflection that you see, you've come accustomed to that reflection. So the same with. You're taught. You have a nice little. A
it's
nice
not
little
taught.
Bridal
it's a party for you to get your gifts for the bride,
But what I'm trying to say is, you all sit there nice. You complain about your weight.
You get a lunch.
No. Listen.
You get it something.
You get the conversations that you know. I hate. Should I eat this? Oh my God! I'm always bad this week. And that you know what? That drives me right out the room really quick.
Well, you know what?
But
that,
I like.
It's in every conversation.
This is what I like. Women throwing back some beer. That's what I say.
I say drink beer.
But I'm just saying you're out, you're partying, and that's really what it's about, a night on the town having...
It's totally different than it was years back, too, because we're talking about bridal showers and baby showers. Men are invited now.
Yes.
Years ago, they weren't invited. I mean, things are, you know, they're coming full circle. They're becoming more hip and more,
mm-hmm.
you know, interactive with everybody.
Well, now men are coming to pick out the dresses, where years ago you couldn't
even see
Europe, which I always thought was
just like bad luck and stuff like that.
But it's why?
It all depends on how old-fashioned you are.
I didn't have that whole big, you know, wedding dress thing.
Right.
But you know what? Why not? Enjoy the way you look together. I think it's really nice to be surprised in a very romantic way. I mean,
right.
just like you know, the first glimpse of you and that, and you at him, him at the altar.
Right,
that's just nice.
Right.
But
that's it. That's all it is.
But
that's all it is.
We need to be flexible at the times, and at least I'm glad we are. Like I said, it was just like the bachelor party was, I think, what every bride-to-be dreaded. The boys were going to go out.
Yeah, but this is, you've never seen the Bachelorette show or the Bachelor, right?
Oh, I have.
Oh, you have.
Yes.
So those aren't really parties. Those are people picking. She's picking
yeah.
out who she wants to be
right.
with 27 guys
mm-hmm.
out of 27 guys. So that's what it is. The same thing. So I am so excited to pick out the Bachelor for her.
I'm going
to
do some push-ups and be fresh. Will you? Are you? Because you know I'm going to have a couple of martinis in me.
I'm
going to
be walking
right.
away from that.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! Why? With the bridal body shop.
Because you're not getting picked.
Yeah, but if he's going to do push-ups, so am I. Ken, warn whoever's going to do a push-up. Mom is doing one too.
Oh. But, she's the little one, Ken. There'll be a little one and a big one.
I think it's going to be pretty obvious.
She's the little one. I'm the big one.
I think
the tall
it's
going to
be pretty
obvious. Okay.
It's fun. But what we're telling people, the bridal body shop is...
the Christmas shop of getting in shape.
No, see, this is how we work well together because you read my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because my next little bit of talk was going to be the bridal balladeers.
Right.
And this is what we started up last year. In the wedding industry, there is a time that's known as bridal Christmas, and that's between Thanksgiving and February 14th. Those are what they call. Listen, Ziegelman. No Christmas carols from you. Listen. Wait till I finish.
I'm doing the background music to you.
Yeah, but all you know is we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Hark
the Herald. Try that one. I'll be impressed.
Hark the Herald.
Okay.
I don't have no idea what that song is.
It's a Christmas carol. But what we were doing is being those are high proposal holidays, where we learned this on the periphery of things, most wedding proposals happen.
Right.
During those holiday months where you're feeling, you know, you're feeling that nesting instinct. You want to...
You have no choice.
You're
stuck inside.
Yeah, well, you want to partner with somebody. You start thinking about raising a family around the holidays, around Thanksgiving,
yeah.
when you have your aunt always saying, well, when are you going to get married? When are you going to meet somebody nice? That's when you're thinking about, and this is why last year...
And hopefully you're not in your 60s.
And if you are, that's your, maybe
that's
your, it's your journey. It's your journey, baby
right.
doll. But what we came up with last year is we had our own bridal balladeers, and what we did was we had people singing on each corner, and we weren't singing Christmas carols; they were singing love songs. And what we did was we were placing people in front of Kleinfeld, in front of all these David's Bridal, all these big wedding boutiques, and we're going to be doing that again.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing that again very, I would say within a couple of weeks, we're going to have people out there, and then come those holidays, baby doll, we're going to have people out there singing our version of Christmas carols, which are love songs and that.
Love song carols. Right?
What did I say it was last year? I think I said the press release said it was our own Christmas carols, and I was just saying just really nice little love songs. So that's what we are going to be doing. But in addition to going out on Saturday night and having a good time, and there'll be a lot of pictures. So check out. And you know what? If you haven't liked us on Facebook, for crying out loud, what are you waiting for? It's free. The Bridal Body Shop. Just like us on Facebook. There's no charge for that. Just and see what we've been up to, because the pictures of Saturday night certainly are going to be there. And all the little things, the little articles we've been in, and we've been in quite a few things this summer alone. So look us up on that. And just follow what we're doing. And if you have any questions or have any interest, we have trainers everywhere. name a state, and we'll have it, they're there. So just if you are getting in shape for the wedding,
we're there.
Well, maybe not me and the lovely Elite Siegelman, but we will represent our name there. And it's that simple. So and what I urge people is before you panic, start thinking about training. I mean, you're planning your wedding and you're not liking the way you look. It's not going to go away on its own. So why don't you start planning now so that you don't have to really...
You know, also you got to tell people, I mean, they can go, you know, the first thing they do is not saying, I got to go exercise. The first thing to do is I got to watch what I eat, right?
Of course.
But if you watch what you eat and then you exercise with it, it works faster.
Absolutely.
So.
You know what? It's a marriage of both, no pun intended. That's exactly what it is. Because we always say you can't out-train a bad diet. So, I mean, there are people, I mean, and there's always that Michael Phelps example. He could consume 12,000 calories a day. And
yeah, but he works 7 hours a day.
But, you know,
even then, I
wouldn't push it. I wouldn't push it because, I mean, those calories, I mean, 10,000 calories that are clean and are good for you, that's a different story. But you're talking about Big Macs. You're talking about things that are really...
unhealthy, 10,000
yeah.
calories.
You know what? Why even put them in your system?
Right.
Just because you can, it doesn't make sense to me. But start thinking about a different type of lifestyle as opposed to, we don't like diets. We don't believe in diets. We say, make it a lifestyle change. Never look at your watch and say, well, I just have another 3 weeks of this and I'm done. Why? Just
think, what could I do to make my life better? You know,
yeah.
More healthier. You don't have to take anything out. Just add to it. That's it.
And you know, if you look at it, if you look at eating well and exercising, the way you look at brushing your teeth,
mm-hmm.
and that's always my analogy.
Or showering.
Right. You would never think of not doing one of those in your day. I'm hoping that you wouldn't wake up one day and say, well, you know what, April was the last time I was going to brush my teeth or take a shower. It would never occur to you because it's...
Don't stand near us.
Well, no. But you're told since you have a memory or you have comprehension that you have to brush your teeth every day because your teeth will fall out of your head, yada, yada, yada. The same thing with exercising. You know, the same thing with being responsible for your body. It's really the same thing. So make it part of your mantra. Thank you. Oh. Sometimes I say all the right things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I get the dirty looks from you, but usually I say all the right things. But that's really our philosophy. And, you know, we live it. We do it every day. There are days that we both don't feel like working out. We do it anyway because it's a responsibility that you made. And most likely, it's not going to blow up in our face. And that's really it. And when people come up to us and say, and again, I don't feel that 52 is being elderly, but when we tell people our ages, and they go, oh, my God, we'd...
And you know what's funny? I bet you on Saturday we'll be out dancing all those young kids on the floor. Right?
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely. I have no doubt.
Because we're in better shape, probably.
Well,
that's the thing.
How many times have I told you when brides come into the office and, you know, the cutest things, and they could be 22 years old and easily a good 40 pounds overweight,
mm-hmm.
and you think to yourself, my God, you know, why? What happened? You know, when you're in your 70s or in your 60s and you've accumulated pounds over the years, but you're on the earth such a short time. How did it happen?
Well,
you know, and that's...
Mama cooked too much spaghetti.
Well, you know, or Mama didn't cook much at all. You know, and see, that's the thing. We're fast food nation.
Right.
So that's really it. We're doing, you
exactly.
know, three meals a day at you know, artery clogging.
Doesn't even have to be 3 meals.
Under $5 meals.
Doesn't even have to be $3. I mean, $3.
So, but think about it.
It's, yeah.
A $5 meal is, I mean, you get everything you think you need
right.
to fill you up, and it does.
That's true.
So that's all we're saying. So, again, any information, please email us directly at thebridalbodyshop@aol.com, or you could reach us live on the air every Wednesday here, 347-857-1867, or just direct line to us, 212-460-1879. And we have different packages for different budgets. You know, we know that this is not, you know, this usually comes last. This is usually comes after
right.
a case of champagne. So we do try to work with your budgets, and I think we've done so fairly well over the years. So give us a call, and, you know, the worst case scenario is, you know, we don't make a hit, you don't make a connection, and we wish you well, and we'll
move on.
That's it, and everybody moves on. That's it. But we've got to give a little bit of a shout-out to our sponsors. Now, and we're going to have them on next week. You know we love our Topperson.
Who
okay?
doesn't?
Lou Paradise, I was going to say Luigi, but I stumbled. Lou Paradise is going to be on with us next week, and we are going to be talking with him about women and heart disease, which
That's
is
a big thing now.
It really
very,
is.
A very big thing now.
It really is because, you
and
know.
And you know that big shots like Barbara Streisand, uh-huh. All they've donated like millions of dollars to open up wings in hospitals
yeah.
just to do studies on that.
Yeah.
Because there's just such an over an abundance of women in heart disease lately. They're having heart attacks like left and right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
nobody figured that women can have heart attacks.
Yeah, and it's really sad because I come from a very big family, and I remember that if any one of my aunts or uncles were going to have a heart attack, it was always my uncles.
Always.
It was always understood.
You never
then.
Really hear yeah. of women having heart attacks.
No, no. It was always, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and again, it's probably something, I don't know if it's happening more, you know, organically now, but is it something that was swept under the carpet or something that wasn't documented? I mean, I'd love to know why it is more now. Is it because,
I don't know.
You know, I don't want to say it's because
it could
women
be chemically from food. It could be chemically from new medication that are out now. You never know.
Well,
you never
what?
Know that, you know, triggers these things.
My argument would have been, well, now that women are in the workplace and there's more of a load on them, but you know what? It's not easy being home with kids either. And back in the
that's
day.
That's more of a job than
that's
anything.
That's what I'm saying.
But back in the day, women didn't have heart attacks then.
That's what I'm saying. That's,
so it has to be something chemically
it be
induced.
That. It has to be that.
Definitely.
Or, you know, it's the balancing the family, which still is always going
to
be more on. Look,
yes,
you
every woman
two,
has to work now.
Right. You could have two parents going out having the same job responsibilities, but there's still going to be one parent that parents a little bit more, and it's always going to be on the woman's. I mean,
yeah.
Nine times out of ten, it's usually the woman who could do a 45-hour work week and come home and still have to show
the
That's
why women have the babies. Don't you know that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So that could be it, too. But we're going to be talking to Lou next week. But I also want to give a shout-out. They have, especially now, before the summer ends, they have a new afterburn cream,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, we love Topperson. We love all their products. We love the
Where
Topperson
Where was that
Jr.
when Ricky got burned?
This is just came out this year.
I know. I
but
their
Topperson,
too.
I gave you a Topperson Jr.,
No, I know. You
year.
Told me to always use
yeah,
that. Yeah,
and that
yes.
works well. But this is an
and I'm sure this new
yeah
this new
it just
formula.
It's supposed to be absolutely wonderful. If you go to their website, www.topperson.com, and I think that you can always use our code, which is TOPFIT30.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get their our special discount.
Very cool.
But you know what? Either way, go and peruse their website. But definitely try. I mean, we still have I would say we have two more hot months left.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But you know, despite that, I mean, they have a great product to begin with. So.
We use all the foot formula. My
right.
dad has used the regular, which is really good for anything. Topperson Jr., which is smaller dosage for the babies. But it's really great for mosquito bites, as you know, and sunburn, and also I forgot to say poison ivy, stuff like that.
That's
it's fabulous
cool.
for. So again, Topperson, we love them, they love us, but bruises love them more.
Yeah.
So
like a show.
Big Lou Paradise on our show with us next week. So make sure you tune in to see him, to hear him. But you could picture him. He's larger than life. You'll make the visual of him as you listen to him. And we want to say hello to our
hello.
Friends at
hello.
Muscle Sport Magazine. Now, Elite and I love this magazine for one
mm-hmm.
reason, because it's old school. It's old school workout. It's
old
school. It's what Muscle and Fitness was back way back in the day.
There's no advertisement.
Way back in the day, it was content. If you want content and not, you know,
advertisement every page.
I mean, I want supplements too. I want to look at that too. But I mean,
yeah, but
if
not
you
every
want,
page.
Oh man, Ashevitz, this is the one. And now you can get a subscription to their magazine for just $25 a year.
Time.
Now, listen to me, $25 a year, and it's content. It's not $25 a year of
advertisement.
Yeah. It's nothing like that. It's nothing like that. And this magazine, let me tell you something, is getting new Lee Priest writes for them, new columnists all the time. Rich Paina and Denise Messino, they're new columnists, and they're fabulous. And it's rich with content. I mean, there's everything that you need in this magazine and all you need.
Mm-hmm.
So MuscleSport.com. Just you could order the magazine through there. I think they said something about free shipping, but you know it's so worth it. And if you just want to look at their magazine online, I guess you could do that too. But you know, keep print in business for crying out loud. You know, there's something really nice about picking up a magazine and smelling it. Don't you think so?
I love those. There's nothing better than smelling a paperback book.
I think so.
You ever smell a paperback book?
Yes.
Oh my God.
This,
I miss that.
You know, what's scary...
And those magazines, they have their own distinct smell.
I love it. There's something very sad when I think about your daughter's daughter might not be able to ever walk into a bookshop and know the smell of it.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But you know what's funny is I went into Barnes & Noble, I would say about 6 weeks ago, and they still have shelf upon shelf of books. Regular books. They have the hardcover books that I remember, the new releases,
yeah,
and the paperbacks. People still buy the books.
I hope so.
They really do.
I really hope so.
And they have their own, you know, iReader, you know, but there's books after books, and I was, like, so impressed to see books.
Thank God.
Because I used to love to go in there just to see the new authors that came out with books,
yeah,
and they're still there. Still there,
you know.
But you know what's sad is their CD department is like two shelves.
Yeah,
that's cut down. It used to be the whole music section in the back, no more. Now it's just like Blu-ray, DVD, and like two shelves of CDs.
Well, think about how sad Sam Goody. Remember going
into
Sam Goody,
all those
Virgin Records,
JNR,
Tower Records. I mean Tower Records. It's all gone.
Yeah. Well, sooner or later, I'm sure the bookstores will be out also.
Oh, I that's what I'm hoping not. I hope not. I mean,
but they will. They will.
I mean, I'm thinking about years ago when I had my first office right off Broadway. There was Coliseum Books that is now.
Yeah, I remember those.
And you walk in there, and there was that smell.
Yeah. When I first came to your office, you had Borders there.
Borders was right there.
No more. Borders is out.
They're gone.
Same thing with Walden Books. They're out.
It's a shame.
No more.
It's really a shame.
I think Barnes & Noble is the only book affiliate that's out there right now.
And they were smart enough
to bring out their Nook. I think it was the first e-reader came out.
And that whoever developed that and said,
keeps
you know
them
what,
afloat.
Yeah, thank that person because that's the one
it's
reason
funny because if you go in there, they have a whole, you know, a whole, like, desk just of that. Like, if you go into Best Buy, you'll see, like, a whole bunch of computers, you know, laptops. They must have, like, a dozen different editions of Nooks.
Yeah.
They have the regular to the color to the multifunction to, like, an iPad, you know, Nook. It's amazing. It's
you know
amazing.
What? There's something about having that and being able to read on the train without like flipping pages.
Right.
But there's something you know if you could, there's nothing like reading the Sunday Times and having to fold it a certain way.
Now you could get it downloaded into your iPad or Nook.
Yeah. But you know what? There's again, I want to smell the pages.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't like reading a newspaper online. I have to tell you the truth.
I don't read anything online.
I really
don't.
You know, sometimes you can't. Can't help it but read it online, but
yeah, well,
that's the way it is.
Well, that's you know everybody's got to do their own little protest and keep the print industry.
I'm protesting.
Keep the print industry afloat. That's what we do. And what else we do? is we thank each other for a wonderful show.
We do.
And that's our show for today. And Ken Davenport.
Now what
like
I'm so I can't wait.
Yeah. It's gonna. I really hope he's. Really hope we get to meet him because it sounds like it sounds like a great show. And the other show having a run of 10 years, that's pretty good for off Broadway.
It
really
just
is.
Started. It's gonna run for a long,
yeah.
long time.
So we thank him and we look forward to
There'll
seeing him.
There'll always be bachelorettes, that's for sure.
You better believe it. And again, whoever hasn't heard of the show, that bachelorette show. Go see it. Go Google it. It'll bring you to their website. It's fun. It's every Saturday night. It's a hoot. And why not? You deserve it, you know. And you're doing a good thing, you know, for Off-Broadway and for yourselves and for the people
you're
with.
For partying.
And,
just go out and party and enjoy.
It's just nice, you know. Again, we need things to laugh at. We need good times to have. So on that note, I want to thank my lovely co-host.
Oh, thank you.
For riding shotgun with me. And making it a fun hour.
Thank you.
And you'll be dancing with me on...
Oh, all night.
Okay.
All night.
I'm just holding you to that. There's people listening, so you can't back out of it now. So on that note, be good to each other.
Well,
be good
let
to
me
yourself.
Thank you.
Oh.
The
I'm
great,
thank you.
Talented Lori Towers.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Oh, well, I didn't expect that. I don't know what to say. I don't, because I'm not used to being treated that well on this show.
Why not?
But... treat yourselves well. Go out, do something productive today. Be good to each other. Be good to yourselves. Be healthy. And we hope that you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Take us home, Elite. We'll see you guys next week.
Here we go.